The new district includes Wrangell, Ketchikan, and northern parts of Prince of Wales Island. The Republican captured 58% of the vote on Election Day. Initial numbers out of Wrangell put her ahead with 642 votes to Olsen's 90 and Johansson's 56. In the end, Olsen had 33% of votes and Johansson captured about 8%. Wilson had the financial backing of her party and the most campaign cash in the race. She says she was pleased by the support from voters, but thought that the race would be a little tighter. Wilson says her track record while representing Wrangell's District 1 paved the way for her victory.
During the 12 years that I've served Wrangell, you know, you take care of your constituents, and so when you help people do different things and you help your town, they know that.
Wilson says now that she has won, she'll get right to business.
The first thing I'll do is I fly to Anchorage for reorganization, and that's to see who's in, who gets leadership positions and who gets chairmanships and what committees you're on.
She says she isn't sure what to expect when it comes to positions of leadership or committee seats. Wilson currently serves as majority whip and is chair of the House Transportation Committee. She says she's looking forward to the upcoming session and plans to focus on the state's economy. Olsen congratulates Wilson on her victory. He says now that the race is over, he'll focus on his duties in Ketchikan as a city council member and educator. But he mentions he isn't against another run in the future.
I just caught myself the other day saying, you know, the next time we do this, so I'm not too beat up to say I'm never going to run again. It was a great process, and it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed going around and meeting folks and talking with people across the region.
Olsen says he hopes lawmakers focus on the oil tax issue during the next legislative session. Johansson says he offered a helping hand to Wilson as she takes over his old district.
I called Peggy and congratulated her and offered her my assistance in any way that I can. So, you know, there are winners and losers, and Peggy won fair and square. And I'll do everything I can to help the transition.
He says he wishes Wilson the best of luck as she moves into her new position. She'll be sworn into office during the first day of the upcoming session. Wilson says until then, she'll be on the hunt for staff. In Wrangell, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.